Cash rents remain stable in 2020. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. In 2014, the most recent year for which statistics are available, more than 50% of cropland and 25% of pasture land was rented. This according to the USDA's Tenure, Ownership, and Transition of Agricultural Land Survey. But back in 2016, agricultural economist with DTN, the Progressive Farmer, Katie Misick, pointed to a problem that many farmers are facing.
Cash rents, which have been very stubborn and sticky at those high levels. So producers are really trying to hope to get those down, and they're finding it to be rather difficult. For the farmers who rent a portion of their ground, say from the elderly woman who lives down the street or from another farmer, the different types of land arrangements out there if you don't own all of your production ground.
And now to the present, rental agreements are generally made in the fall of the year before planting, and the use of cash rental agreements is more prominent in areas with a high concentration of grain, oilseed, or cotton production. Nearly 70% of all leasing agreements are fixed cash rental agreements for which the rental rate is not based on crop productivity. During 2020, the average cash rental rate for cropland was $139 per acre, down $1 per acre, or 0.7%, from 2019, according to USDA's most recent August cash rents survey. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.